3:03. We're going to go ahead and get the meeting called to order. However, lacking the quorum, we will not be able to approve any minutes from the last meeting. If the council members do join us, please take note of that, and we'll make a motion to approve the minutes. But at this time, we're just going to go ahead and move into the agenda. First item on the agenda is Councilman Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can't even tell you how delighted I am to see this simple resolution in front of my eyes, renaming Woods Edge Apartments to Lighthouse Hill Apartment. The Woods Edge Apartments is one of the major problem properties of the 8th District. It's owned by Frank Acerno. I'm just going to say that. Been empty and burned out for a very long time, including my tenure here of 10 years preceding my tenure. It's on Rising Drive. Apparently, it has finally changed hands, and we're going to get an opportunity to have this major blighted apartment complex rehabbed and made available to the public as a rental apartment complex, and I'm very delighted to be the sponsor of this resolution to take away the ignominious name of Woods Edge Apartments and rename it Lighthouse Hill Apartments. So I just want council to know it's been a really long, bad ride with that property, and now we're going to make some progress. And you know,
with this renaming,
very well, it signifies
it doesn't work.
It signifies a change in ownership.
Exactly. Forms don't work.
It doesn't work.
So, don't take away my joy. Okay? Don't kill joy. You know, come on.
The last meeting was me, John, and this meeting's yours. I'm sorry.
Just a little record keeping. Let the record reflect on Councilman Sheldon Powers, Diller, Kilpatrick, Hollins, Cartier, Councilman Weiner, myself, and Chrissy is taking our notes for us. And actually, that does indicate a quorum that we had at one time here, so we want to entertain a motion on the minutes.
So moved.
Okay. All in favor, good. All right. Next item on the agenda.
Just one last comment.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's a real desolate place, and now we're going to be able to have it come back to life. Despite the giggles across the table.
We're
here.
Sorry.
We don't hear this guy selling many properties, so I'm glad for you. So hopefully
maybe
you're right.
We can flip it.
All right, next item on the agenda, Councilman Weiner.
Yes, may I ask that the next two items under my sponsorship be dealt with together for efficiency's
sake? I'll second
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yes. These
obviously, Councilman Cardi is not as excited about your
You're renaming too.
Well, I think these are just as important.
Exactly.
These resolutions are to rename two non-residential subdivisions recorded as Lancaster Court Apartments to Greenview at Chestnut Run, and the Silver Springs Apartments, which is right next to it, to Chestnut Run Village. And the reason why I'm dealing with these together is that Berger Rentals Communities has purchased these. We have their community manager, Beth Vendetti, sitting right behind me. They worked with our city and county police to do a sting, to do, because it was a no man's land. There was a lot of crime, particularly drug deals going on there. And they've gotten this under control. They've put a lot of money, I think $10 million plus, into fixing up these two apartment complexes. They also want to rebrand, obviously, and they still have affordable housing with a small F. It's not Section 8, but affordable housing in Silver Spring. I think there's still Section 8 there, too, but not in Lancaster Court Apartments. I got a call from Councilman Street, who expressed to me concern, and I know he'll express concern on the floor of council, because like a lot of us, we're all champions to make sure that housing can be affordable, whether it's a small A or large A. So I'm going to ask Beth Vendetti to talk about how and why these names were chosen, and about the affordability of the rents. Ms. Beth Vendetti? Thank you. Would you come forward, please?
Yes.
So you can have a seat so the mic will pick you up.
Okay. Sit right here.
And just for the record, Carol did indicate that she thought we need a little bit more verbiage on here about the actual location of each of these resolutions, and that will appear, and Betsy's got that taken care of, so we'll have that at council.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And both of these are on Lancaster Pike in Council District 2.
Good.
Mm-hmm. So I guess just go into why we chose the names. It took a long time, actually. Our goal was to finish up by, you know, November, have the names changed. We purchased in August. And nobody could agree because nothing seemed like to change it enough because it was so bad. And everyone knows Lancaster Court as such a horrible place. And it was so dangerous and all the drugs. So put a lot of thought put into it. And Greenview just, it opens your mind to something fresh, something new, something that... it wasn't. So, you know, playing on the river, of course, the Chestnut Run just sounds nice together, trying to find something that flowed word-wise, but it Greenview at Chestnut Run just seemed to fit. When as soon as somebody mentioned it, it just stuck with everybody. So that's why we chose the name, trying to really bring new life into the community. And of course, with Silver Springs, same situation where it's really, really a struggling community. A lot of crime there, and it has a very bad reputation. So trying to do the same thing. You know, we have a lot of hands doing a lot of work to make sure that things are turned around.
Thank you. The other question, I'm going to say this because Councilman Street would, if he were here, mm-hmm. should talk about the affordability of the rents in each, mm-hmm. a small A.
So, yes. So, actually, Silver Springs is going to remain Section 8. The change will be that, of course, you would have to have no criminal background, which is going to weed out a lot of the trouble that it sees now. And at Lancaster Court, the goal is not to accept Section 8, although we still have some residual Section 8 residents who will stay forever, if you know, as long as they, you know, abide by the rules. Like any other tenant, and they're so happy. I'm telling you, they're so happy that they got in on the ground floor because they get to stay, and we get a lot of thank yous, which is nice. But the price range is still affordable. I mean, a one bedroom apartment is $720 to $770, and $770 is a fully renovated, brand new everything, ceramic tile. It's gorgeous. So, I mean, they're really getting a lot for their money, and a two-bedroom starts at $795. So, it's definitely still going to be affordable.
Thank you, Beth, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilwoman Diller. You came in, but did you have any questions? I'm not chairing the meeting.
Who would be the chair here?
Never mind.
Thank you. I'm
that.
Good. Okay. I do know what's going on in those places.
Councilman Hollins.
Yes. Were these two properties recently transferred? Is there new owners here?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a significant amount of renovation going on?
Yes.
Just reminder, just state your name prior to answering any questions, just because of the
team. I'm sorry. Yes. Oh, no. My name is Beth Mendidian. Yes.
No, you know, when I see Chestnut Run, I always think of the DuPont facility there. And does DuPont feel any encroachment? Is Chestnut Run really a stream? Or, you know, going back, we had a real serious debate here about using the name of Centreville on one side of, I mean, it was like a major debate, had an attorney involved and so forth, because one side of the road wanted to say that this is Centreville, this is not Centreville. So I'm just wondering, is there any controversy around using the name of Chestnut Run?
DuPont.
I think most people associate that with the DuPont facility.
DuPont used it.
Okay. Beth Venditti again. I haven't heard that. We've been in contact with people at DuPont, mm-hmm. And at the Chestnut Run facility. No one has expressed any...
It's not Centerville.
Any, and no one has expressed anything like that. So I would... that's news to me, if that's the case.
Yeah, okay. I was just wondering, because... There seem to be more sensitivity around certain names of certain properties and this ownership. And that's not the case in Shipley Road, because every other subdivision has Shipley in it. Mm-hmm. But when you get to certain parts of the county, there's more sensitivity around it. You know, you can't use this name. So it doesn't bother me, but I was just curiosity.
Yeah, I haven't heard it.
And just procedurally, Beth, too, you know, these can't land here on this table for us to vote on unless they've been deemed co-compliant by land use and they've been approved by, you know, the fire department, the post office, and everybody else. So, Councilman Powers?
Just on the Chestnut Run on the DuPont, and it's in Councilman Reddick's district, that was built on the Chestnut Run.
Okay, that was my question.
This isn't probably on the run.
Right.
The stream that goes into, it's right in Councilman Reddick's district. It's just.
Councilman Martin?
Thank you.
It might go up on the other end.
See, I don't, well, it's sort of off the point. A Chestnut Run is, I don't even know where it is now that I think about it.
You see, a lot of these streams all have.
Councilman Reddick's district, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the bottom part is it might start in your part. Heck if I know.
I have a Chestnut Valley in mind, so I don't think there's any.
I have Chestnut trees.
Valley's okay, you just can't use run.
It's Chestnut.
All right, well, thank you very much. We look forward to hopefully having this approved without further debate. Next Tuesday night, unless the DuPonts emerge in opposition. Okay, next item on the agenda is under the sponsorship of Councilman Bell.
Yeah, and whatever you want to call
and, knowing that he's asked to be excused, acting in his place today, his very competent assistant.
So if it's on the Chestnut watershed, right, it'll be on the same watershed. So what can they take up?
The name of the street was officially changed on August 27th.
Lancaster Apartments is right across from the
Highway to Love of Christchurch Way. And then after that was
right
done,
it's going to draw the frustration
created exactly
to the local businesses. And so the church was wanted to change the name back.
The
so now it's going back to
point to the conservation district. That's what they
so Councilman Bell spoke with the church and the businesses and they agree and everything's been decided that it was okay. So it's going back to the way it was originally.
Okay.
That'll mess up their mail.
Questions from
well, it is now because they thought it was, they thought that it had already been done because as soon they started complaining and so we thought it was done. It wasn't done. Resolution to now.
So it was never officially released.
It was done, but, no. But now
praise
they redid it right.
Well, all right. Additional members? No? Questions? No? Anybody from the public?
That's a nice church. That's a
heavy. Okay, well, we've really breezed through this. Anybody have anything under other? Hey, George, anything going on land use you might want to update us on? No?
That's safe.
Yeah. Ken, how have you been? How was the surgery? You want to update us? How was the mess?
He's really reaching at this point.
All right, public comment.
You can let it be over. We can leave.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All right, all paper.
All right, I'm convinced. Jeez,